I hope y'all ready.
You don't know the power of the dark side. You're not the only one cursed with power.
Chilling with Phyllis Podcast.
Perfect.
Chilling with Phyllis Podcast, episode 100 and, oh my god, I forgot, 12? 13?
112.
Yeah. Take one. Action.
Ariel.
The Falcon.
I have to sit like I'm in a Mobius chair. Or else my lighting goes stupid.
Damn, yeah. You look fly as fuck.
Oh, D, what's a dead ass chilling, bro?
you look like a Matrix character.
OD, that's what I was thinking. Yo, speaking of chill, was this the chillest moment in MCU history?
The HGTV renovating the boat.
Oh yeah.
Yo, this is by far one of these chillest episodes of like television I've ever watched.
It definitely beat last week's episode for me.
Wow, guys. So we're starting hot. Welcome back.
We're starting hot.
Welcome back. Episode 112, Sam and Bucky, episode 5, review. What's going on?
The penultimate.
If Eunice was here, shout out to our guy Eunice once again. Bless Allah. Hope he's having a great Ramadan. He just called before you guys came on, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. He didn't call me.
No, I'm saying he joined the Zoom call. Because I put the link in the chat, so he joined in. He's like,
fucking weirdo.
But yeah, y'all. Shout out to you, Eunice. Shout out to everybody else that is celebrating. But yeah, Mark, you just hit us with the hottest of takes. This beat last week's episode. Why?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What a take.
I think in the beginning that was a great way to start it off, just like right away. Like
cut the bullshit.
Yeah, I read the description and I was like, there's no way they're just gonna skip back to the States, right? Like where there's no shot we're doing that. Because it just said, oh, like John Walker has to deal with the ramifications of what he did and Sam and Bucky are back in the US.
Would you have stopped like immediately?
Yeah.
Would you have stopped playing it? Like, all right, I'm out. I'm not watching it.
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have.
Nah, that's actually
I definitely would have like held that as like a criticism, maybe that could maybe, but like whatever, anyway.
Mark, let me ask you something about that scene, right? The beginning scene. So we get that Civil War like action going on,
right? That's exactly.
We got the
classic 2v1.
2v1. Bucky loves the 2v1s.
Yeah.
Bucky is a 2v1 kind of guy.
Yeah. It's a little kinky, but I like it.
It's like he's like, nah, I can't scrap 101. I need one of my boys.
Yeah, because I ain't shit.
But. Can you guys answer this question for us? Because Brian and I both agreed on this. Could the hand-to-hand have been a bit better in this fight scene? I felt like the fight scene was great. Little underwhelming, though. I thought we was about to, like, they did get it going. Like, they was, like, scrapping. Like, this, first of all, this dude Walker is batshit crazy right now.
Yeah.
Like, this dude almost just killed Sam.
Bro, he has a fetish for trying to kill people, bro. He has a fetish for trying to kill people with a shield like that.
Yo, Mark.
He kept trying.
How did you feel about that? Because I know one of your pet peeves of the show is how they're low-key, right, downgrading these two characters in terms of their fighting. Did you feel that way here?
They didn't downgrade Falcon. I think Falcon held his own as best as
he
could.
Nah, he had some smooth moves.
Nah, if anything, they upgraded him.
So I like that. I liked how they did Falcon. Winter Soldier, I mean, they just can't, like, I just don't know how he, I don't know, whatever. Like, I'll drop it because I guess this.
Look at Ariel.
but dude, how can he go toe-to-toe with Steve? And he can't, I get it. He's not trying to kill him.
Right.
I get it. But it's like.
Be aggressive.
It wasn't bad. He definitely did way better than he did in the beginning of the show, which I liked. Thank God. And I just think that like it was different fighting him, maybe because John Walker, I guess, I mean, I know he's definitely army trained, you know, so when it comes to like that.
That's why we have said we weren't too crazy about it, like on nitpicking that, because like John Walker probably knows how to scrap too. So
yeah, but then like think about how like he did a 2v1 against Tony Stark. Like he was like whooping Stark's ass too, like for a you know, a good amount of time. You know, him and Steve.
Stark ain't really a fighter like that.
Yeah, exactly. But like I get it, but like
he's more his like, yo, I got my fucking tech. I'm about to just blow shit up.
Yeah, but his movements were way like quicker and more like I think ninja. That's more reactive.
Directing. I think that's more directing wise.
Obviously, yeah. Right. So that's why like it's weird when it's another director. You don't really see the same.
Yeah.
Yo, did y'all know that Zack Snyder directed this episode?
Yeah. No. Mad slow mo shots, bro.
There was a couple slow mo shots, and there was a slow mo shots of the bullets falling on the ground. I know Zach didn't invent it. I'm just joking, but it's just funny. Like that's his niche. So Brian and I called that out a couple times in the reaction. But no, overall, again, like we're just saying things we wish the fight contained a little more of. But nonetheless, the whole meaning behind the fight and the fight itself were still remarkable.
Yeah. I love Bucky coming up to Sam and he just drops the fucking shield at him right next to him, and he just like looks at him like, yo, don't fuck this up,
right?
Like, you better take this shit.
I can't wait to get into that whole this episode. You're right, Mark. I this episode was very, even though there was no like real in terms of the
there was
plot,
no action,
it didn't move forward in terms of the overall plot with like Carly and like what's gonna happen, that's setting up the finale, but in terms of their character development,
yeah, exactly,
and just knowing more of the expanded Marvel universe, they definitely provided us with that, and that's what got me really, really excited, and I really enjoyed this episode because of that
whole like Sam and Bucky relationship, like them bonding, like I needed that, like for sure.
It felt earned.
Yeah,
it did feel earned, definitely. Because we get, they've always sort of, right, Civil War, they're not really buddy cop, but everyone's like, oh, they could probably do a buddy cop on them because of their banter. Yeah. But they, you know, in Civil War, they didn't fuck with each other. They weren't like, yo, yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah.
And then obviously with all the shit that they've been through, like, they have a mutual respect, a mutual understanding. And we even saw throughout this season, because we are approaching the finale, this is the first time you saw them in real, like being real cohesive in just understanding one another and who they are. And they were just spitting bars to one another.
Yo, that little talk that Sam had, he was like, what did he say?
He was like, you gotta just.
No, before he even talked to him, he like gave him a warning. He was like, can I be real with you? Or he was like, can I give you some tough love or some shit? I forgot.
Yeah. And then he starts going on that spiel.
Yeah.
He like said, do the work.
Right. Yeah. Do the work. Exactly. So I definitely think at the end of the season, we're going to see Bucky approach the Asian gentleman from the first episode, because that whole conversation with him and Sam, where they're talking about making amends. And he's like, you just went there to say sorry to people to make yourself feel better, but like do something that's going to make them feel better. I was like, oof. Like Sam was just dropping bombs, dude. Like, and well, it was
what he
dope,
does.
Right? Like, we saw him do it last episode with Carly, but that's what he did prior to being Falcon, right? He was counseling.
He ran a counseling for veterans who were dealing with either PTSD, I believe, or just having a tough time coming home.
Arrow, you might know the answer to this question that me and Junior had. Who made the suit for Sam, his original suit?
His original suit had the Stark Industries stamp on it, and Winter Soldier, like the I guess the prototype version of it before it got upgraded, because Stark upgraded the suit, like Tony did all that.
Oh yeah, prior to that, but I think he was just wearing like a T-shirt and had like the wings.
Yeah,
right?
He was just just had a T-shirt. Yeah.
But those wings were from who?
Stark Industries.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they were always Stark.
Yeah, they were all Stark, and that's also why a lot of his tech, I guess you could find some sort of similarities in terms of the UI and how it's holographic sometimes when he's using Red Wing and shit. So a lot of that stuff, you know.
Dope. Yeah, no, again, going back, like, they were, and we have that scene with him and Joaquin, right? And Joaquin is supposedly, I don't know much about him in the comics, but he supposedly becomes the next the next
topic. Yeah, he takes the mantle up.
Yeah, right. And so he was like, keep him, it. Keep
right. The... He's literally saying,
yo, so his suit might not be like, I was kind of expecting a new suit with wings, right? But it might not be wings. Just, it might just actually be like a cap suit.
This was the episode that he embraced the shield.
Yeah.
Like, the shield is his.
Yeah.
And I want to get into this with you guys because, once again, even though I think everything in this episode pretty much, for the most part, is highlighted, Isaiah just always...
Yeah, me and Mark was just talking about that earlier.
Like,
I said he's the best actor in the show. Like, best actor in the show. It's like not even close to me. Like,
Cap
with all his dialogue, I found myself actually getting like a little choked up when he was talking. And I was like,
I cried.
I was like, because like the shit he was saying was like, dude, like, you can't not like feel fucking absolutely terrible. With this dude, you know, like it was so terrible what happened to him, you know, and I think he just absolutely killed it. Like every time he's in the show, like he is the highlight of the episode for me.
Right.
Like every time he's been on it, which is just two episodes, but both those two episodes were he was literally just the highlight of it.
No, I mean he right, and the shit he was saying it's so like it was powerful. Yeah. Both the way he delivered it and the meaning behind it. And him talking about how they were experimenting on them. Once again, repeating that. But then he even said more, like, they're hiding my history. They're hiding our history. They've been doing it for 500 years. Like, Jesus Christ. And I already know, I can't wait till we read the IMDb comments. Because
I said the same thing in my notes. Yeah, race baiting.
Like,
they're race baiting.
It's obviously
the dealing with black people problems.
Pick a problem, like choose crazy. One.
I can't believe that.
Like, even though obviously these are fictional characters and
bro,
super
but
soldier
it makes
serums,
perfect sense.
No, I'm saying in terms of like, even though the super soldier serum and what happened in war at that time in this universe, like that's what happened. Not in our universe, obviously.
No,
but
no, I'm saying
the similarities to it because shit like that did happen. This is. History.
That's what I'm saying. It makes perfect sense, like what Isaiah was saying and everything. Like it's not you're not like race baiting or whatever.
Him.
Like it's
yeah, you
it's
can't
fucking,
blame
it's truth.
It's
truth,
history.
Bro. Like he was spitting bars. Like it's history. It's literally history. Yep.
And when he delivered the line too, when he showed her the picture of his wife.
Yeah.
When he was like,
yo,
I loved her so much. Yeah. I was like. Oh yeah. Man!
And he
I
started
like,
crying. Like
yeah, he started,
bro.
Yeah.
And then what? Like and they weren't sharing her mail that she was writing.
Yeah, they were with her. Yep.
And
yeah,
luckily,
they
luckily,
stole that from
him. Her mail. What?
Her letters.
Her letters. Yeah. Well, her mail. Did she just get an email? Like, look what the fuck.
You got
they were holding all the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they didn't give him the password.
But
they deleted the app.
And that, it's just going back to, you know, like he was saying, they don't want to know about me. Because even Sam was like, yo, like, we got to present this information. He's like, yo, you don't know shit, dude. He's like, you think shit's changed? Sam literally was like, things have changed. Like,
yo, Ari, I know you like that line, that part.
That the world is not ready for... A black Captain America?
No. When he was like, you think things have changed? It's the same still. And
yeah, absolutely.
I literally thought of you right away.
I, the writing in that section there,
it
shout out to the writers there. It was just.
You wrote that.
He just gave them ideas. He was like, yo, this is what I think would work.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
I gave him an outline.
Nah,
what I think the general audience would like.
He just sent screenshots of our group chat.
No. It's they spent a day with Ariel. Not even a day, like an hour.
they passed by a police station. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yo. But no.
Wait, I'm the woke friend.
The radical left.
The radical left. But
I'm a radical left friend.
No, and then he tells Sam, he's like, his belief is that a black man not only cannot be Captain America, he shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's like, it's...
He said any man with self-respect would like, should
any black
any
man.
Any black man with self-respect.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn. And then like, and that hit Sam. And this is what I want to go back to and revert to what Sam said to Bucky, because Sam literally had that same talk with his sister prior to talking to Bucky, because she was like, oh, you're just letting Isaiah get all up in your head, even though Isaiah was spitting facts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a matter of perspective.
Right. Perspective, and also them going and talking about Anthony Mackie. it is Anthony Mackie, but Sam. Sam's backstory.
Same character, Junior.
Right. Same person. But them talking about him. Fuck, I lost my train of thought because you guys were fucking me up. Talking about.
What's his name? Sam.
Hold on.
Oh, stop fucking me up.
Hold on. Let me get on my Professor Xavier. Let me remember.
Oh, my God.
Oh, talking about his backstory and how he always, like, he was never running away from his problems. Like, he always was trying to just make the world a better place. And his sister was sort of just giving him, like, a reality check. Like, yo, like, I never thought you were running away. I always knew that's what you were trying to do. But you just got to stop letting people, like, tell you what to do. Like, do what you got
to
do.
Yeah,
do,
but
do,
didn't, do didn't Sam say to Bucky that? He said the same thing to Bucky, I think, after.
I
think he said before.
No, it happened after. That's why. Because his sister was telling him, like, yo, do your own thing. So he's telling Bucky, like, yo.
Yeah, he was like, don't let other people choose who you are.
Bucky had been, like, letting, if you remember the line, oh, if he was wrong about you, then he was wrong about me.
Right,
he was
letting Steve dictate who he was.
And the Dormelage, when they took his arm off, it's like, for him, it's like, oh, shit, they never really believed that I was, not a threat.
Right.
Yeah,
they never believed that I was not a
threat.
But, and, like, that's even, like, that's another hit to him, you know? So it's like...
And that's why that conversation was... like, again, like I said, earned and hit well, too, because the both of them have to move on and be. And I think that's what the show is all about right now. It's them moving on. It's like you're not Captain America to follow in Steve's footsteps because you were his best friend. You're Captain America because you're a good man. You're another good dude who's just trying to do the right thing. Oh, and it just so happens you're also black. Dope. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, like, that scene of him training, like, that whole Rocky montage, like, him doing the push-ups. Like, you know what was funny, though? I love how when him and Bucky were flinging the shield at, like, trees and, like, catching them, they were catching it perfectly. But then when he was training, like, he just couldn't catch it. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
they were just catching it. But he was,
playing,
like,
catch, though. They were doing, like, 30%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he was actually, like, working. Like, he was fucking launching that shit and doing flips, like...
Yeah.
Doing capoeira. He was doing some capoeira.
Yeah, he was doing some capoeira.
I was like, yo.
He was, bro.
Yeah.
Straight up. Yeah. No cap.
Yo.
He looked like Eddie from Tekken.
Yo, my son was... I was like, dope. And then, like, one of his nephews, like, touching the shield and, like, him smiling at him. Like, I felt I was, like, dope. Like, we've moved on.
Yeah,
but can we talk about the fact that they keep saying... Steve's gone. I'm like, whoa. Did he die?
Yeah, I was like, yo, he's alive.
Yeah, like, stop saying he's gone. He's like, yo, he's not here right now, but he's not gone.
Fucking Tony Stark died, not Steve.
Damn, that hurt Ariel. Ariel's feeling that one.
No, I'm trying to think of why they keep like
saying
bringing
that
up specifically.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just
why?
He's
gone.
Oh, what if, all right, theory time.
Ooh.
Whatever. What if Sam and Buck made a pact to just speak about it that way so they don't go see him because he's already lived his life and they want to leave him.
Oh, alone. But the world thinks he's dead anyway.
Exactly. So I guess they don't want to
be
seen.
I mean, like, technically he is gone, you know?
Right, he's just like...
He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone from the world.
He's not going to show up right now to help them out. He's done. He's done. He lived, like, several years...
And change.
Yeah,
a lot more than decades.
decades.
And change.
The last
dude.
Thing on his head right now is
he's still he's
is this little piece
lives,
of his life. Yeah.
He's lived two
the crazy
whole
part.
Lives.
The crazy
he's
part.
He's probably
is
sitting at home watching the news. Like, man, I can't leave these motherfuckers alone for 2 minutes, bro.
He's probably watching WandaVision.
He's probably watching. He's like us. Yeah, he's just catching up. But I want to revert back to something Isaiah said, referring to Steve Rogers, right? Because he was low-key, like...
Blaming
not,
him.
He wasn't flaming him, but he was flaming him.
I know the line you're talking about.
But he was, like,
blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
He said, like, that's the dream every person wants to chase.
But you know what's crazy? It's like, even though Steve Rogers has those traits, It's like he was still a good man, though. Wasn't
a,
like
he's a great was, man, bro.
Right.
He's a great man, not a perfect soldier. Not but a perfect soldier.
Damn, I'm about to watch. Yo, the first Avenger is highly underrated. Hold that. I said it. Hold that.
Yo, top two.
I ain't say all that. But
I'm kidding.
It's underrated. What are you gonna say, Mark?
Anyway, I thought it would have been cool if like if he brought like Steve over to
Isaiah.
Isaiah's house?
Isaiah just
yeah. Texas was. He would have snuffed him.
Yeah, nah, but
dude, that would have been.
Joe Biden would have been like, Isaiah, let me talk to you, Isaiah.
It would have been two fucking two bitter old men just like.
Like, he's like hitting him with the cane. He's like, ugh.
If you're not bitter, you're blind.
No, I don't think I will. Just repeatedly hitting him, saying that. Like, what the fuck?
Cap will give him the work.
Not in that state, because Isaiah still look aki. Like,
yeah, Isaiah looked like he could still like box,
bro. Yeah. He walking around like a bot.
I don't know. Like, did you saw him fling that cigar tray or whatever the fuck into that
fucking
wall?
Yeah, it don't look like crazy. Steve could do that.
Yo, put some fucking respect on Steve's name. Are you kidding me?
No, we are, dude. But I'm just not old man Steve.
old man Steve.
Old head Biden.
Sleepy Steve.
Sleepy Steve. Yo. Oh, damn.
Oh.
Yo.
Look at Ariel.
Yo, that cameo, though. Yo. Yo.
Yo, Ariel's like, what cameo? So, this, but like, all right. I won't front. They led me on. They caught me.
Who's they?
The streets caught me, bro. They were like, yo, cameo. Surprise cameo. And I'm like, word? Like low-key. I didn't want to insinuate nothing to any of y'all, but I was like, in my head, I was like, word?
I had no idea. You kept saying, like, yeah, cameo. I was like, what?
And then when I heard the footsteps, I was like, word? There it is. And then it showed us Contessa Valentina Allegra how do you pronounce it?
Fontaine.
Which, in essence, is a great cameo because in the comics, that's...
She's Madame Hydra.
Madame Hydra, which is dope.
What?
You're bugging, bro. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. reference. Hold that. They did Madame Hydra in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So, one of the seasons. Wait, I can't remember. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is in canon.
So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. canon confirmed.
It's not canon, right? Because it's not the same actors.
Nah, it might be the same actors. Let me double check. Yo, imagine it is. Let me double check.
Oh wait,
that.
That's like imagine. I just completely.
No, it's not. It's not Elaine. Elaine from Seinfeld is not.
She did that.
She's not in Seinfeld. She's not in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well.
Yeah, but you guys didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
Wait, I watched season one.
I watched episode one.
They did Madame Hydra, but so then some shit happened, but it wasn't. Yeah. Just watch the show. Just watch the show. But
yeah, so it wasn't her.
So
no, nah, it was her.
To me, like that, I was just like, I was caught off guard. Do y'all think that's the power broker?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, actually, no. I'm sorry. No, I think Sharon's the power broker.
Sharon is suspect.
Fuck.
How you give GSP weapons, bro?
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, that's gotta be the broker. It has to
be. Or maybe they're all working for Madame Hydra and they're about to add, yo, can we talk about fucking FAP making his own shield? Yo, that Iron Man scene?
Yo, straight up eek, bro.
Eek.
That shit was garbage.
His
welding
like
technique. His welding technique was fucking whack,
yo,
bro.
Yo, we gotta name that shit. It can't be called Shield. Field? Nah, that's not funny. Fap with the field. The Shield.
Nah, I like Field.
Shield. But yeah, that whole Iron Man fucking montage going on with the banging and clanging.
Yeah, what a waste of a
slicing
fucking...
Slicing and dicing.
I was like... I was
the swishing and dishing.
Yo, I was like...
That was fucking garbage.
But, and you know what's Wheeling crazy?
And dealing.
Do you guys feel any sort of remorse for him at all? Do you guys feel any sympathy for him at all?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't. in the courtrooms, in the court scene, I was like, because he was saying, like, yo, like, if you really think about it, like, a lot of this shit, like, it's like, yo, like, a lot of the people who, like, fuck up and do all these, like, messed up things, like, that are in law enforcement and stuff, I'm not saying that they're, or military or whatever, like, I'm not saying that they should get a pass or anything, but if you think about it, they were trained to respond this way. You know what I mean? Like, to kind of do things like this. Like, it's, like, kind of, you can kind of feel like, okay, like, maybe it's not that, 100%
that scene, his fault. Shout out, you know, like, shout out
Wyatt
Russell.
He's trained to kill people. Like, that's literally what he
shout
is.
Shout out Wyatt Russell, dude. His acting in that court scene was great.
Great.
His acting solid. In the scene with Bozo's family. What's his name again? Now I gotta put some respect on
him. Yo, all right,
Lamar.
Bro.
Is this still Rip Bozo?
Nah, it's not trending no more in the streets. I have that in my notes. It's not trending anymore in the streets, so no. It's no more Rip Bozo.
Nah, I feel bad for him.
Nah, Lamar. No, but that whole shit.
He lied to them.
He did.
Yeah.
He's so, like, fixed on it being like, yeah, I caught the guy.
That's when you're lying so much so that you believe it yourself.
Right? Yeah. Like, he truly believes that.
He doesn't, then he goes crazy. If he realizes and accepts the fact that who he killed wasn't the person responsible, then he's going to lose his mind even more. Like, that's going to push him way off the deep end. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that realization alone.
Right.
So that's I knew he was tripping when he had that moment in that factory, wherever, by himself with the shield.
Yeah.
And then he got up, and then he's just got...
Time to go to work.
You should get a medic. You guys should get a medic. You don't look too good.
Yeah, you're bleeding from your ears, bro. What's going on?
You got blood on your shield, bro. What is he? I was like, no, the camera.
He's bugging.
No, he was OD bugging. Right. I don't know if I said it earlier, but the blood on the shield that they kept emphasizing, like throughout that whole fight scene,
That was great.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, they're really like. Look at this shit.
Is this Disney Plus or Disney X, bro?
Right. Yo, Disney R. What?
What did he say?
Plus minus 2.5. I respect it. Shout out the engineers. But like the engineer from WandaVision. Shout out to him or her. He's doing the math.
Plus or minus. When you're not accurate, you'd be like, oh, I'm off by about a half inch. So plus or minus half inch.
There you go. Lesson learned. Do you guys think there's a redemption arc for John Walker?
No. His arc is going to be from planted on his feet to his ass. Similar to Lamar.
Damn. Yo, you have to do Bozo like that.
Yo, stop with the Bozo.
All right, Lamar. My bad. Lamar really wasn't a Bozo. Like, he was just fine. He was chilling.
But I think John Walker he's too far gone, bro.
Yeah, Eunice had a theory. He shot something up in the air.
Here we go.
What did he say again?
He just made a theory.
That Doctor Strange is gonna show up.
Huh? No. That he's gonna be they're setting him up to be
US agent?
No.
No, I know what you're talking.
Who did he say? Brian, who was it?
When Cap was like Hydra, that?
Oh, like the Hydra version.
US agent.
Nah. No, hold on. Let's call him. I'm calling him.
Wait, isn't he in the...
Oh, is he in the mosque?
Did he lie? Yes. He's praying right now.
944.
Just hang up.
No,
I'm not going to hang up.
Dude, he's praying right now.
My bad. Jeez. Are you praying? Also, you lied. You look like shit.
Yo, Eunice is a liar confirmed.
What a liar, bro.
What a liar.
What was your theory on John Walker?
He's gonna become Captain Hydra.
That's what I said.
Captain Hydra.
Captain Hydra?
Yeah.
Change the name.
Is U.S. agent...
U.S. agent works for the U.S., but since the U.S. shunned John Walker, I don't think he can become U.S. agent.
Yeah. Exactly. It's exactly.
Yo.
So he's FAP.
Yo. Get on Zoom. We miss you.
Hello.
Oh, you're missing from the finale? Goodbye. And then I was hung up on him. He's like, bink.
Captain Hydra?
Captain Hydra.
Yeah, there that's remember. That happened like 2 years ago or some shit, right? Or maybe, I think we were in college, like 4 years ago.
Yeah, that happened like 5 years ago. I think that they came out with Cap going, Hail Hydra.
It was 7 years ago.
Yo, remember yo, the streets was tight.
Nah, it was more like 9.
The streets was so tight. How dare they do something different in comics? Like,
what?
Like, how dare they do something different in comics?
People are so spoiled.
Yeah, it's not comic accurate at all. Even if it was, I wouldn't know.
When we got that, when we got that moment at Endgame, everyone was like, "Oh, that's cool."
What moment?
In the elevator.
Oh,
in Endgame.
Oh, where he said Hail Hydra. Oh yeah, but he thought it was cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like damn, like I know, but
it was cool, like funny because it was like. Because he knew that they were all Hydra.
Yeah, but he's saying Hail Hydra because that was like in the picture when they revealed that he was working for Hydra.
Yeah, or something like that.
6 years ago or whatever.
Whatever. If y'all know the comic story, please let us know. I would love to.
Yeah.
Or the issue. I would just love to read it.
Yo, comment down below. I promise we'll read it.
But my thing is, yeah, we actually will. Can we talk about how the Flag Smashers are up there with the worst villains in the MCU?
Flash Smashers, Flash Slinging, Clash Slinging.
Clash Slinging.
I understand their motive.
I just don't care anymore.
I care more about John Walker like being the main antagonist than them.
And his Schmield.
I think he is the main antagonist more so than her sometimes. I don't know. I think she's been a.
And it's not their fault. It's not the Flag Smashers' fault. I just think they have a lot to flesh out in 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So they can't really put their mind to the Flag Smashers. And I'm going to say because, yeah, like you said, Mark, ultimately they're just a piece of the puzzle to
the bigger thing.
Yeah. The power broker, Sharon, confirmed.
All of the problems added up together make one big fucking villain.
Right, because that's why I think everything is sort. And Carly now, redemption or no redemption? Is she also far gone?
It depends. Next episode. I mean, like
she's at the tip of the tip, bro.
She seemed like she was ready for war. She's working with this fucking guy from Winter Soldier now. Like,
yeah, who Sharon gave the thing to. So again, okay. So I'm going to retract my statement because the reason I don't care about them, because they're not to be cared about because they're just one piece of the little puzzle.
They're just pawns, yeah.
So here's my that's my theory. Like GSP, the Flag Smashers.
I think they call them George in the show.
Yeah, that's his name.
Wow.
Yeah, so meta. Him, the Flag Smashers, Sharon, they're all under. And now she's recruiting John Walker, and Madame Hydra is the power broker. That's my theory. We never saw what happened after they shut the lights off
in that little meeting.
Ooh, that's right. Yeah, we still. So that's probably what's gonna take place at the. I guess it was the Senate, or there was like a Senate meeting, and like the Flag Smashers were about to take over there.
But do y'all remember? Do y'all know what that's about though? What they were doing there? Y'all remember that?
No, educate us.
So. Wow, you really don't remember? So the GRC.
All right, they're about to have a vote.
Yeah, they're about to have a vote. So all those people that were getting funding or supplies and stuff, now they're just gonna deport them back to their countries. That's what they're planning on doing.
Damn, that's crazy, dude. So awesome, thank you. And now I think this next episode is gonna be like great.
This is not your typical penultimate episode. Usually it's like a crazy, like a lot's happening episode, but it's kind of like it's actually building up to.
This was the longest episode.
It's
going to
be an epic. Exactly.
It was a great buildup. It was a well earned buildup. And I'm just like, dope. Like, I cannot wait for next
massive
week.
Blue balls.
Oh, the suit, the Wakanda made suit.
I
want to
know what that shit looks like now.
Dude, a vibranium Captain American suit.
Yo, it's definitely going to help him. So this is what I was thinking. It's definitely going to help him, like, maybe, like, strength-wise, agility-wise, and, like, obviously protect him, right? Like, kind of like a Black Panther suit. So do you guys think it'll be like Black Panther where it just, like, comes on? when he wants.
No, then they wouldn't need a suitcase.
I think maybe the mask. I think that maybe the top will.
It wouldn't need a suitcase. Yeah, that's a
good point. That's just what they presented it for him.
It's a big ass suitcase, but it's like a little.
Just a little necklace. Little necklace.
Yo.
No, but like, I don't know. I mean, like,
I would have been tired. Yo, should be doing that sometimes. Yo, you order like a DVD, and Amazon will bring like that big ass fucking like couch box to couch like dive box. Deep in there, like to grab it.
Mad peanuts.
Word. Fucking, but yo, yeah. And I can't wait to see that shit in like live action right now that we're about to get next week. I think
great presentation, though.
What color is it going to be?
I think it's going to be blue, like white and blue. Like how it is in the comics.
What if it's black and white?
I think it's going to be black and white.
Black and white. That shit would be sick.
Because the suit, the case is like.
Let's show them how it looks. Damn, how am I at 4%? Charge my phone. Sam Wilson.
I seen how it looks in the comics. It looks pretty cool, but.
I mean, I think there's already pictures of it. Like, that looks tough.
You see, like, in the comics, he has his wings.
But they, oh, so let's see. But not, but like.
Let me see.
Ooh.
Yo, you got this Google?
This is the costume design.
Wait, text, that's tough.
Text me that so I can put it up in the video.
Oh, I just showed it in the camera, but sure. We'll do that.
Oh, okay, look.
But either way, I think, yo, imagine they like reveal that shit and that shit is ass.
Yeah, no way. After Wanda's?
Zero chance.
Yeah.
Zero chance. And the budget for this, I think, is bigger than Wanda's, right? 150 mil. How much was WandaVision?
250.
I want Bucky to have like a nicer like suit. Something that's not so like casual.
He doesn't really need one.
He has the arm. Oh, I love how his shit got like electrocuted. The vibranium.
During the WWE fight?
Yeah.
In the beginning? Bro, they Dudley boys his ass, bro.
But like
Dudley boys.
I feel like Brian made a good point. Do you guys think like that the vibranium shouldn't have like got like that?
Yeah, like
what?
Like what? Fucking a little electrocution is gonna turn your arm off? Like what? It's vibranium.
No, I think it's from the impact of him bumping into the pillar.
Yeah, but still, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're not nitpicking.
No, I want to nitpick.
I want to fucking nitpick this shit.
And also, the way they broke Fab's arm was pretty violent.
That was. That, yeah.
Nah, they just, the like, they dislocated were his shoulder, right? Or whatever.
No, they broke his arm. His arm snapped back.
Oh, confirmed?
Yeah. I thought it was a shoulder, too, but when he had the cast on, I was like, oh, because they could have popped the shoulder back. Not a cast. Yeah, the brace.
When you dislocate your shoulder, usually you got to walk around with a sling only.
Oh. Confirmed, then.
Confirmed? Well, they broke something.
They
comment down below what he broke. Because you guys always know.
Because you guys always know. But then, yeah, we have this portion that I really want to bring up that I haven't seen in an MCU property where... It's just Bucky, Sam. It's just two of the bigger characters just fixing a boat together. Just and having a sleepover.
Confirmed wavy. Yes.
I was happy. I couldn't show it on our thing because, you know, copyrights. But Heineken all day.
Yo, Chicho, don't hype them up, bro. We're not sponsored.
I mean, I know, but I like Heineken.
Free advertisement.
It's confirmed wavy.
But it's right. But, right, they're having a beer together. They're fixing shit. They're having sleepovers. Like, that shit was... they're having deep talks.
Bucky is...
They're playing
Bucky
catch.
They're playing catch,
yeah. Yeah, Bucky's skidding on his sister.
He was like, I'm Bucky, by the way. I'm from Brooklyn. What's good? Like, what's good with him?
Yo, but he hasn't gotten, you know, a little something in a while.
He hasn't gotten cheeks.
So he's
42,
probably like,
bro.
He's like, yo, Sam, please, bro. Like, you're wilding, my guy. Like,
yo.
He's like, I get it. It's your sister, but like, please, bro. But nah, he got to go back so he can deal with that Asian shorty again from the restaurant.
Yo, what? Yo, man, he disrespected her, bro.
Nah, it wasn't going to work, bro. He too old for her. Like, she started laughing when
he
said his age.
He's older than everyone in the world.
Not Isaiah.
I don't know. Yo, was Bucky frozen?
Yeah. He was frozen after Civil War.
No, after, like, no, when no, no, he no, fell no. in the first Avenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were brainwashing him and then they put him on ice
for when they needed. Or like the chamber.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But yeah, yo. Let's get to my favorite portion.
What about the Zemo scene?
Oh,
fire. Yeah.
That was pretty satisfying. Fire.
Yeah, I was.
Good. I liked how I felt friendly, like friendly. They were like they had like respect towards each other at the end.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
right. Bucky is the only super soldier that Zemo I think fucks with. Because
yeah, that's what I was telling him.
Yeah, but like because Sam said it like when it showed the previews, like what about Bucky? You know when he was talking to Zemo, it's like you know that not all super soldiers are like bad people.
Yeah, like what about Bucky? How could you want to kill someone called Bucky?
Sounds so innocent. So trained innocent, assassin. Bro.
Yeah.
Like
such a sweet man.
One of the most wanton like men in the world because he's
at one
Bucky.
Point.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, but hey, my name is Bucky.
The past is the past.
I go by
bro.
Bucky. But yeah, when like again that Zack Snyder shot when he didn't shoot him, it was just like.
It drops Psych. The bullets.
Yeah, drops the bullets. That was a dope scene. And then the Dora Milaje come scoop him up.
And he's going to the raft, confirmed.
The raft, yeah. Do we know what the raft is? Is that a confirmed thing?
That's from Civil War, right?
Yeah, that's from Civil War.
Fucking never idiot, mind. Bro.
That's why when Zemo was just like, oh, dude, you don't even know what it's like to be locked up in a cage. And he looks at Sam and Bucky. Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, and they showed us the monument. Who are those people, by the way?
His fam.
That was his fam?
Yeah. Because he was there. It was him.
Yeah.
It was
royalty.
And then it was his wife. And his daughters or his children.
It was royalty in Sokovia.
Damn. So it's like...
House of Zemo.
So are we going to see him again or this was the closing chapter of Zemo in the MCU?
We don't know. Who knows?
We definitely won't see him for a while.
I can't wait.
I thought if he was going to stay with the Dora Milaje in Wakanda, I'm like, oh, yes, it's dub. We're never seeing him again. Like, that man is never going to be free. Like, it is a super-duper dub for him, like, gone forever.
Yeah, but they also told Bucky, they said, make yourself scarce in Wakanda.
Oh, that's what so we like, missed.
Oh, yeah. What did she say? Something about White Wolf, Wakanda?
Yeah, she said, make yourself scarce in Wakanda, White Wolf.
What does that mean? Why?
Which like...
Don't show up.
Don't pull up. Like, you're good.
Damn, but I feel...
Yeah, put some respect on his name.
I like how they still did him the favor, though.
Yeah, they said, oh, wait, I need a favor. Can you make me a suit?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that was the favor.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Wait, but what is... Like, how? I wonder how Wakanda and UPS works. Like, I wonder... I guess they, like, just hit him back
don't
up.
Worry about it.
Like, oh. Bro, no, don't they worry have, about it. They have Wakandans that send it out.
Don't worry about it. That's true, too, though. I think that's what it is. They just also, show up to your doorstep, knock... Like, hello? And then just leave it in
front.
But
before they knock, you hear, like, the do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do.
You hear, cha-cha-cha. Also, when they were fixing the boat, when Bucky was, like, helping him with something, and then Sam was just like, why don't you just use the arm? He's just like, I'm right-handed.
Yeah, that was funny.
That must suck.
Right.
Having an arm that can, like, do mad cool shit. But you're right-handed.
Yeah, but he has a super soldier serum, bro. He's strong either way.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I guess because Sam is like, oh, use the arm. I guess it works better, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
Let's get to it, yo. What else? Favorite portion.
Yeah, I went through all my notes.
This is an 8 out of 10. But listen, great episode. But, ..
Here we go.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed this episode. I personally think that you can make politics engaging and a good tool to develop your story. Unfortunately, the vast amount of politics thrown in the face of the viewer can get tiring. In addition to that, I feel like the villains in the series are underdeveloped and /or just really basic. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I could agree on that.
But what shines, as always, is the Bucky and Sam relationship, the action, and visual effects. For those, I am willing to give it an 8. All
right. So, what was the politics?
Yeah, that I don't get.
What politics is he talking about?
Please, dude, please elaborate on the issues you have with
he said politics, like the plight of the black people.
The radical left.
I hope he's not referring to the racism conversation. That's not politics.
Guess what?
Politics.
Guess what? That's exactly fucking what he's probably referring to.
Exactly. What else would it be?
Because ignorant people consider
that shit
you
to be
talking
a
about
matter
real
of
shit politics.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, hashtag cancel.
Yo,
cancel. Yeah, racism is an opinion, guys.
4 out of 10. Struggling to understand all the love for this episode. I love deeper look into the characters and their relationships as much as the next man. But I think they overdid it a tad in this episode. Way too much buildup to a finale that now has to deliver. Excited to find out more about JLD's character.
JLD?
Isn't that the Madame Hydra?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, Julian Louis-Dreyfus, yeah.
Oh, boo, cornball.
Ew, but you actually care about that?
But yeah, shout out to Elaine.
No, I feel it. Guy. But like JLD's character, all right, bro. That's because I don't know her. I'm sure many people don't know about that. I'm just being an asshole. 3 out of 10. What? question mark. How did this anticipated episode become slow boat repair? Everyone and their dog was on the edge of their seat at the end of the last episode. To see the consequences of what the new Captain America did. So, after that was dealt with and Cap scolded, why not feature him and his struggle instead of Falcon and Wolfie wasting time repairing a boat? What's the name of the show again?
Sam and Bucky, confirmed.
But, okay.
Exactly.
I hope this will be the source of many parodies. Why would you hope this to be... Okay. I'd like to carry on with this review, but first, I have to repair a boat. Paint this, adjust that. I'll be right with you. Engine room stirred. Okay, where were we? Where did Cap go? Was he always married to token Latina woman? Is she an illegal... What? What?
That's so fucking terrible.
Hold on. Got to get back to that boat.
Yo, can you report that comment actually? Like try to like get them fucking banned off.
Go to the next one. This is stupid.
Yo, pretending it's so but not before playing frisbee with the shield a bit, pretending it's so difficult. I can fly through the sky dodging missiles. From helicopters, but lose balance when trying to catch a frisbee? Oh, I better get back to the boat repair. In this episode...
I want to violate this fucking comment so fucking badly.
It's almost real time. Paint this, screw that. Funny since that is exactly how the audience feels. Let me get back to repairing the boat slowly. And don't flirt with my sister. I don't care how lucky you got in Wakanda.
Yeah. Are these actually critics?
No, those are all users.
Ice, those are real people. Night.
You're garbage. Name, first of
all. Yeah, you're fucking garbage.
You're fucking garbage.
All right, and I'll read this last one here. 1 out of 10.
Nice.
So boring. So much wasted potential. How can a series of 6 so episodes be so dragged out and boring? I couldn't care less about the Flag Smashers. Sorry, guys, I wrote this. The main focus of the series should have been the search for the new Cap and him turning bad. They underused Wyatt Russell. How? Ooh, Mark, do you agree with that comment? I saw you give a little... Oh, okay, never mind.
Dude, they I was thinking at Wyatt first, Russell.
Did they? And then I'm like, no, they didn't. That's what I was like, no, they didn't. That's literally my...
What's y'all letter grading for this episode?
A. I'll give it a name.
A plus.
Damn. C minus.
I'm gonna give it an F plus.
A B plus.
All right. F plus. Never heard of an F plus.
Like, yo, you fucked up. You fucked up plus. That's a new streaming service. Yo, you got the letter grade streaming service right now. Fucking F plus, dude.
I'm gonna give that an A minus.
All
right. Nice. Solid episode. Any expectations for where the story is gonna go here in the finale? And it probably most likely would be the long
do expectations anymore.
Not expectations, but what are you hoping to see? And what do you feel like they need to like touch upon this episode?
I think the great thing about this episode was that they got a lot of the shit that they needed to touch on and like kind
out of the way.
Yeah. Out of the way.
That's why I feel like, this next episode is just going straight to business.
It's literally going to, I feel like it's just going to pick up. Like they're all in New York already. Everyone's in New York and they're ready to take on the attack.
Yo, I can't
That's where Bucky's at anyway, right?
He's in New York?
It could be assumed that he's in New York. Yeah, he was in New York early in the season.
He said, I'm going to fly back to New York.
And he said that.
Yeah. So he's already there.
But he's like, call me if you need me anyway.
Right.
He's so like, once you got a lead, call me. He'll just
hop on the six and he'll be there in 2 seconds.
If I don't see Peter Parker show up, what's the point? What's the point of the series? I can't wait for people to say that, bro, because it's taking place in New York.
Mad people live in New York.
Yo, where's Doctor Strange, bro? Yeah.
Fantastic Four. Where's Jessica Jones?
Jessica Jones.
Where's Iron Fist?
Luke Cage.
Come on, son.
Where's the Defenders? But no, so, okay, what are we hoping to this episode accomplishes?
Just good television.
A really dope suit.
I hope the suit's good. I hope the action's good. I hope that we finally find out who the broker is. And
we definitely will.
It's Sharon. If I'm going to make a prediction, I think it's not Sharon. I think it's it is Madame Hydra, and then Sharon is undercover.
Ooh, tough. Right. Yeah, because I feel like Sharon's not the type of character to.
I don't see her all of a sudden just turn left.
I mean, we don't know because she spent 5 years without any kind of support from any Avengers or anything. So she's a bit bitter. She could have said,
fuck that,
And Madripoor.
Damn. Yeah, it's not bad.
And remember what she said. Remember she said, you know, it's bullshit, right? The whole S.H.I.E.L.D. thing, like that whole hero thing. Like it's full of shit.
So what if this is,
look at you.
Yo, what if, because, dude, this is why, like, because they're introducing Madame Hydra now, right? And, like, Sharon's probably like, yo, y'all don't really get how corrupt the government truly is. I think, like, they're really taking this route right now with...
Oh! Yeah. You think they're doing some House of Cards shit.
Like, they're getting, like, into this. And I love how they're doing this grounded work. And then, like, the next thing we're going to get is, like, Doctor Strange, like, low-key time traveling. It's like, even though we still have all that worldly stuff going on, it's still, like... The U.S. government is corrupt.
Multiverse.
Right.
Actually, no expectations, even though it's called Multiverse of Madness.
Which is wrapping filming this week, by the way. So, and a lot of people were praising how literally nothing has been like...
That's because they're shooting it on a set, man. That's on a stage.
Not all the time.
In Atlanta or something.
But I'm sure...
I know, but...
I'm sure they know when to have certain people where and how to shoot
things. Yeah, of course. Of course, but clearly, remember what happened with Ahsoka? Nothing at all from said about that.
That's wild.
So I mean, they were filming indoors.
And his suit too. Sam's suit.
Sam, and Wanda.
Wanda, yeah.
Wanda.
So, but
and White Vision.
White Vision. Like
it's a lot of things. Yeah, there's a lot of things. I don't know.
And Ralph Boner.
Boo. Fuck, yo.
The GOAT.
Yo, let me call Eunice to just get him tight again. But, yeah, yo, I mean, anything else? Anyone have any other points?
Good.
I mean, I hope we get a post-credit scene that actually alludes to something continuing, not just, like, a Easter egg or something.
I'm sure. I'm definitely sure. Like,
because I'm gonna be very interested in seeing where they take Sam's character along with Bucky moving forward with the Avengers and stuff, like how that's gonna work out. Especially because there's not really a looming threat from outer space, because I think that's what they're gonna consider an Avengers level threat to reference.
Right. They're more Mysterio. They're more on the political, the government.
The grounded stuff. Yeah, exactly. The more of the homeland stuff, like just doing espionage and all that. I get that. That's fine. It's just I'm really interested in seeing how this plays off in the further down the line and in this phase when it comes to the big bad. Like whoever's gonna come down and fuck shit up this time.
Yeah. What if there's not even a big bad? What if it's just like multiple like things just going on?
Oh, then lit. Better for us. Spoiled. Right.
But, nah, yeah. I'm good, too. I hope... Right, I just hope for a satisfying ending where it's like, bet, we've earned this. And some exactly, good action. Yeah. And some good action. Because I know, like, they're about to use the shield and the arm, like, brilliantly. And the
new Vibranium Wakandan-sponsored suit for Sam.
What if he has the wings and the shield?
Ooh. That's OP.
That's OP. And then if he had the serum, which he won't do, but wow, that would have been beastie. That would have been
imagine
much.
Sam is like, yo.
Yeah, yo, give
juice
me
up.
I did that shit. It's like, nah, you know, I told Zeebo whatever, but nah, I need that shit. But
I mean, he wouldn't be wrong for you know, getting the upgrade because Steve got it. And Steve only got it because of circumstance.
Wait, what are you talking about? In terms of suit?
The serum.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, he volunteered for
it, but at this point, like the fact that he said like he wouldn't do it without hesitation, like he's an established character. This is who he is. I don't think Marvel will change that. Or I mean, it would prove for a good story.
Yeah, and when Cap did it, there was nothing behind the serum yet. There was no like meaning behind it, or like he was the first one to do it, I guess. You know what I mean?
Well,
it wasn't like a developed thing yet where, like, you got terrorists that take it.
Oh, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't perfected yet. The serum wasn't perfected yet either because before Cap, it was Red Skull. That's why Red Skull looked how he looked because the serum, because what we remember, because the doctor that the scientist that gave the serum to Cap, he originally gave that serum to Red Skull. Because he's German. Like, he escaped from the Nazis. That's why they brought him over. So, that... I mean, at least from what we've seen, the serum does change you. But from what... I forgot that dude's name. Freaking Stanley Tucci. That's what I'm gonna say. Stanley Tucci from First Avenger. He said that good becomes better, bad becomes worse.
Yeah.
So, clearly... John Walker is out of here. Like I don't think he's gonna get any kind of redemption.
Yeah.
You want him to get redemption?
No, I'm just saying that that's out of it.
Do I want him to get redemption? No, it was just the general question I had for you guys.
Oh.
No, but I think right, it coincides more with what Eunice was saying. They're gonna lead him to be more of like the Captain Hydra. Yeah, Captain Cornball.
Fam, how many of them are still out there, man? Hydra's done, bro.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about that?
They're always
coming back.
I'm
kind of...
Yeah, I was...
I mean, it's not like Nazis... Book, it's not like Nazis don't exist anymore. So, like, let's not...
No, I get that, but...
Completely write that off.
No, I get that, but it's just like, we're talking about, like, films and TV shows here. So it's like, are we still continuing the whole... like Hydra thing, like I thought this was, but it could lead up to maybe Madame Hydra's working for someone else who's ultimately the bigger threat of it all, who for in space. We still got Secret Wars. We still got like
Scrolls like, confirmed.
Yeah, we don't know. So let's see. You guys let us know what you think in the comment. Anyone else have anything else to input?
No.
Nah, so then, I just have other stuff to say, like that's not related to Salmon Bug.
Oh, what's up?
No, you could write it. You could sign us off.
Oh, yeah. So it's not for you guys. We're sorry. I thought Ariel wanted to share with the class, but I guess not.
But nah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will be back. Not all of us, unfortunately. Ariel with the hip, Eunice with Ramadan, Mark with Jersey. But Brian and I are most likely to be here.
Nah, why you say that about Jersey?
Like it's a disease.
No, it's just you're in Jersey.
Mark's got a Jersey, you know? So
Mark's got Jersey.
Yo,
disease.
Pray for him. Pray for him in the comments.
Jersey.
Pray for me in the comments, guys. I got Jersey.
Mark, you got the Jersey.
I've had it for 24 years, man.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
When does it ever go away?
That's harsh.
Does it go away?
The jersey?
When I move.
The jersey is just stained, right? It's just like instilled in you.
When I move to New York, that's when it goes.
Brian and I will be here. We'll be talking about the finale, and we'll have that uploaded for you guys. So, yeah, y'all. We'll probably do an Invincibles
Yeah, that finishes finale, the week after. Salmon so, Book. Yep.
We'll think about it. We'll let you guys know.
Yo, I'm really excited for you guys to. Yo, I can't wait for y'all to watch that.
I'll probably start
my notes on this. Oh man, I can't wait to talk about this.
So stay what tuned. Is it on? Hulu?
Amazon. Prime.
Oh, okay.
No free promo. But all right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming through and chilling. We'll see y'all next week.
See ya.